The Wisconsin Department of Justice says it's nearly done with its review of the officer-involved shooting on August 23rd. The shooting severely wounded a black man, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Among those waiting for the report are Kenosha business owners. Many of them have tightened security out of concern over the potential for more civil unrest beyond what took place in the first nights after Blake was shot. Chuck Quernbach with member station WUWM reports businesses also have a long-term worry. How to appeal to customers who support the police and those who support Blake?
The unrest of late August saw the burning of several Kenosha businesses, and today many establishments that survived remain boarded up and painted with messages supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. That's the case at Jack Andrea, a gift shop at the edge of a Kenosha neighborhood known as Uptown.
Oh, thank you, dear.
A customer thanks co-owner David Andrea for holding open the door to the store that's been in his Italian immigrant family for more than 100 years. A painting on a new wooden outer door refers to the fictional nation of Wakanda and its hero, Black Panther. On another side of the building, a painted window board says, "Change gonna come." Andrea says he likes the paintings, but admits some of his customers don't.
There's some people that don't understand, and we got some pushback on that from some customers. They won't shop here anymore. And, you know, I did expect that we might get a little of that, but that's okay. I mean, certainly it's a free country, and they're entitled to their opinions and things.
Andrea says it's possible the Black Lives Matter paintings will win him new customers, but he says he'd really prefer the boards come down and let more sunlight into the shop. He's waiting to see if there's further unrest in Kenosha. About 20 business owners from the Uptown neighborhood gathered recently in a local bar to talk about their next steps. A Jillian Burrell Warfield is black. She owns the beauty salon Textures RX. She says she has a diverse clientele, including white customers from her previous job at a chain outlet who had been coming to her shop since she opened it 2 years ago. But Burrell Warfield says that's stopped since the August fires, meaning a significant loss of income.
I've learned how to budget my money and what to spend on and what not to spend on. So will my rent be paid? Yeah. Will I be able to do extracurricular? No. But my rent will be paid, yes.
Burrell Warfield says if and when her white customers come back, she'll try to stay neutral on what's been happening in Kenosha. Staying neutral is also the strategy of a barber who has not put boards on his windows and doors.
Come on, right now.
Michael Johnson talks into his cell phone, telling a customer to come in right away. Johnson, who's black, says his shop, called Fade City, also has a diverse customer base, and that business over the last few weeks has been stable. But Johnson says he notices that his customers don't linger or go to other neighborhood stores anymore. He says he hopes to attract more business by doing his best to keep politics out of his place.
You think about this. In certain businesses, certain conversations can't even be held no way. Whether it's right or wrong, I wouldn't know. I just know what works for me in here. You know, we've had political conversations where it got a little heated. So that's what made me make that decision.
Johnson says he's worried there are more demonstrations to come in Kenosha, what with the unresolved police shooting case involving Jacob Blake and the possible trial for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teenager accused of killing two protesters 2 nights after Blake was wounded. That concern is evident in downtown Kenosha, too.
Oh, I put it in the back. Sorry. Okay.
The midday mood is friendly inside Frank's Diner. Co-owner Kevin Irvin says customers are coming in, though he still has a board on his front window, and there are boards still on many other establishments, making for what Irvin calls a dismal neighborhood atmosphere. Irvin says his business's bottom line might not withstand more violence.
It's the uncertainty of the unrest, and what's that's going to bring? Is that going to keep tourists away? Because Kenosha depends a lot on tourist dollars. So, yeah, no, we can't really stand much more.
Irvin says with COVID-19 this year, he's been able to adjust his business, adding services like takeout and outdoor tables. He says he'd rather be able to focus on the pandemic than the protests, but he may have to worry about both for some time to come. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Kenosha, Wisconsin.